Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Oh yes, indeed, powered by the SID Media. Pastor Munyepa, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing well, my brother. How are you doing, man of God?
Oh, very well. Thank you so much, my pastor. Has your day been good?
Hey, it has been good, man. God has been leading.
Yeah. Great to hear that. Now, we are continuing from yesterday's conversation. Life, a sum of your choices. That's our topic this week. And in today's conversation, about choices, we're talking about a very important choice in every person's life. The choice between eternal life and condemnation. But do we actually have a choice in this regard, or God has already chosen who and who will not be saved? And so at the end of the discussion, we should have made this determination. So, Pastor, what does the Bible tell us or teach us about predestination? But do we really have a choice regarding our salvation, or has God already ordained who is or isn't going to be saved?
Wow. This word predestination isn't a word to be taken lightly off, because many churches have been formulated because of this doctrine of predestination. We have so many powerful preachers out there, who stand on this doctrine of predestination. But, though the Bible is not explicit about predestination, it also has something that can help us, understand what God really wants, or what God has predestined, or what is predestination on our side. But in a nutshell, maybe let me say predestination, the way it is understood in the theological circles, it's like me as a person, I don't have a choice about my salvation. My salvation is already programmed. Everything that I'm doing right now is predestined. God already knows those who will be saved and those who will not be saved. So there is nothing that we can do to change the course of our predestined lives. So that is what is out there. And it actually encourages people to live anyhow, because they think, if I do this, yet I'm predestined to be lost, then I'm doing it for nothing. If I do this while I'm predestined for salvation, then it doesn't change anything. Yet they are failing, or we are failing to understand how predestination works. When we stand at the viewpoint of God, where God is standing right now, we can properly see that everything is predestined. But when we stand where humanity stands today, we cannot talk about predestination and stand on predestination. So, these are the two viewpoints we should be cognizant of while we talk about this predestination. Yes, when we stand at the viewpoint of God, everything is predestined. God knows everything. God knows our tomorrow. God knows the end. He knows. Everything is clear in his sight. He knew us, like what he said in Jeremiah 1 verse 20, when he was saying to Jeremiah, I knew you before you were even born. God knows us, and he knows our end. He knows even the end of the world. Everything is predestined before him. So before God, there is predestination. But before humanity, we are living it. We are in real time right now. Everything is happening. It's live. Whatever decision we make today has got a bearing on our tomorrow. So God, it's a God-given thing. A choice is a God-given thing. God gave us this power to choose today. So we cannot allow other doctrines like predestination to take away this powerful gift of choice. So we can choose today to be saved or to be lost.
Is it really a choice? Because, you make a choice to be saved, yes, or to be lost. But if you don't make a choice to be saved, you end up then being condemned, and you're going to end up in a very difficult situation, burning.
Indeed. You know,
Sorry, Pastor, it almost sounds like you are literally in a tight spot. You're in a corner, choosing between life and death, and no one can choose death. So you're almost pressed to actually choose this particular side.
Yes, actually, I like how you view it. I like how you say it. We as humanity, we are faced with so many, many choices. Let me read Proverbs 19, verse 21 here, which says, it quickly came into my mind. There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel that will stand. So in other words, God created, you know, it's God's space that we are occupying. God created. And when God created, we as human beings, we want to take over from God. We want things removed from God so we can make standards and bearings. So that's why we are talking about being in a tight spot by not being in control and stuff. We don't want God to be in control. Yet God put these parameters. And we have so many choices to make, but they are only in two categories. First category is life. The second category is death. You know, there are so many choices to choose from, but the end is just two. You know, it's either rebellion or obedience. So, but in choosing obedience, in choosing life, you know, in choosing light, there are many decisions that we have to choose to make around that. And even in choosing darkness or in choosing rebellion or in choosing death, there are also many decisions that we make there. It's just that our life has got parameters. It's not an ever-ending thing. You know, God somehow governed us, you know.
Yeah. Quite interesting, views there, my pastor. Now, does God choose us or we choose him? Because it's not very clear there. I think there's a gray area there. Which one is which?
Hey, yeah, I think, God loves us. God, let me say we are supposed to choose God. Though he chose us as humans, you know, he created us. Yeah. In the beginning, God created us. God had a plan for us. But we are making also decisions to deny him, you know, or to go along with him, you see. So when we say God chose us, it's true. Or when we say we also chose God, it's very true. It's like proposing to a lady, you know?
So it's both.
Yeah. Yes, it's both. It's like a man going to a lady. You know, as you are going to a lady, ladies have been programmed in a way that when they see you coming, just coming without saying a word, they can see that this guy has got plans. This guy has something for me. So, you know, it's like men don't choose women. While women don't choose men. No, we choose each other.
True.
Yeah.
So if then that is the case and we can choose God, if we choose God, is he then in control of our destiny, or we are because we've chosen him?
Well, yeah, God, I said it already, God has predestined it already. And now we are choosing between the choices that are there already. We are choosing between the things that are already there, life and death, you see. So our choices are governed, you know, they are made easy. You know, so God chose us, and he's actually calling for us, calling for our attention, you know. So we do good when we choose him, you know, when we choose the one who loves us. And there is the one who's condemned, who is dying, and he wants to die with many of us. So we also don't do well when we choose to die with a dead man already, you see. So, yeah. in as much as we may cry that our choices are narrowed and stuff, but we are choosing between two things,
yeah.
Life and
death. And death. Well, let's close it up, Pastor, and talk about, the life of Job, because this whole thing has got a choice in it. And when we reflect in the life of Job, did Job have a choice in the trials he faced? I mean, the Bible tells us that this man was righteous and he lived a righteous life. And do we have a choice when we are forced to simply accept what life throws at us?
Wow. Yeah, that's a very powerful example. As I said already, I'll allude to the same point that God chose us. You know, he created us for his purpose, you know, and we do well to choose here to stand by him, no matter what he allows us to go through, you know. And he also chose us, you know, to face various challenges and stand in there and not make excuses. Just like what the Corinthians say, that no temptation that can befall us that we don't have power over, you know. Each and every one of us, we are put in situations that we have power to overcome. The same with Job. He was chosen to stand for God. He was chosen to be the experiment, you know, and he stood the trials.
Hey.
The same calling that we are also being called to, you know, we are supposed to stand in various categories.
Hmm.
Are we going to stand for God, or we are going to give up on God?
Hey, yeah, that's the question that we may want to actually leave it at. Are we going to stand for God indeed? And, was it Joshua who said, "Choose you this day whom will you serve? As for me and my house, I will serve the Lord." Pastor, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We're going to be connecting with you once again tomorrow at the same time and same place.
Thank you so much, my brother, for having me. May God bless you, and the listeners, may God bless you too.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.